2019 Chicago Blackhawks Annual Convention. The hockey party of the summer from Hilton Chicago on Michigan Avenue. Let's go back live on 720 WGN.
Now that is an opening right there.
Isn't it a beautiful thing?
It is indeed. It is. And we are live at the Blackhawks Convention, broadcasting live on the Hilton Chicago Salon B as in Bravo. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Salon
no.
A.
No,
Salon A as in Alpha.
No, A as in Bravo.
You
A
have
as
one in job, Ro. One job. Just tell people where we are. How about that?
Right. Okay, so we are in Salon A. That's exactly what I meant.
And the reason it's called a salon is I'm doing massages.
Thank you, Steve Cochran. You can
creepy.
Not for you, but
I've
just Blackhawk fans.
Just met Steve Cochran for the first time. Jeremy Colleton is going to join us here in just a moment. Your head coach. We're going to ask him. We found you know what on the show today we're going to have Connor Murphy, or Murph as he's known, Kendall Coyne.
Yes.
Right, anybody know who Kendall Coyne is?
Gold medal winner.
Yes. Six-time world champion hockey player. Coiner, that's her hockey name. Calvin DeHaan, Carp Ladd is his hockey name.
And Calvin Coolidge.
And Rocky the Chairman Wirtz, apparently he does have
nice.
A hockey name. And then we're going to actually, and then, is it Shawzy or Shawzer?
Shawzy.
Shawzy. They say Shawzer here, according to Wikipedia. And or the Mutt.
It's Shawzer in French.
Andrew Shaw is going to be with us a little bit later on in the program as well. So I think it's going to be just a ton of fun.
Right.
But Jeremy Colleton has a nickname that we're going to have to figure out.
Oh, we have to.
Colic.
No.
That would be a good one.
You would think. Or you know, collie, collars, cows.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not it.
Cauliflower.
No, it's not.
Calzer?
Nope. It's none of the above.
You know it?
J-Man.
Yeah, I know it. And I'm trying.
Wait, how do you know it? He's on the show with me. How do you know
yeah.
it? He's on the Steve Cochran show.
Seems strange.
Yeah, well, he was on the Rokan show, and he got here, and then something happened.
It was a very weird moment.
Well, yes.
You know, the net gain, show stealing, I think you're still ahead, so settle down.
Hey, Kev, how you doing over there?
I'm doing good. I just stay quiet during the Cochran Con
you
segment
like you're
here.
Hiding.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Behind
like
me,
I'm like
the
in
worst
between
person.
Two guys.
No, exactly.
Lauren will protect me.
Lauren and I are 5 minutes away from working out a deal for her to get up at 4 a.m. and come in.
Oh, yeah, because I really miss getting up at 2,
oh,
4 a.m.
You know, why blow it? Why blow it? Why not at least play along?
They had me going for just a moment there.
That's how I deter them.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, you guys, you missed the Ice Girls were just waving at us, but how did everyone up here miss that?
I don't know.
All of you.
Do you know how old Ro and I are?
Because we're polishing our egos.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, it is an amazing weekend here at the Hilton Chicago.
It is.
You've got 3 days of autograph sessions, and there's a game show tonight at 8 o'clock.
So it's a variety show with Adam Burrish and me. I'm Pat Sajak. He's Vanna. And we're going to do the match game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the pyramid.
Uh-huh. I love the pyramid.
And we're going to do Jeopardy. There's a band. And it's pretty much guaranteed to be a train wreck. So you're going to want to show up for that at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight.
Now, do fans participate? Or is it players? Or
well, it's both. Players and fans. So like, the funny thing is you're talking about pyramid. They go, and you decide if the player gives the clue or answers. And I thought, that's not going to go well either way. These are good Canadian boys. I mean, that's not going to be...
Right.
It could be the most painful pyramid ever.
Well, I've been involved in a few. Let me just ask you this question. At 8 o'clock, where will people go for that?
The same place as the opening ceremonies, the International Ballroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's such a beautiful place. And you're going to be anchoring, along with Dave Bennett, the opening ceremonies of the International Ballroom at 5 o'clock, right?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Let's see how big this is. This couldn't be better. All right, coming up in just 2 minutes... The coach himself, Jeremy Colleton, will join us right here as we are live at the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis, live at the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago.
Back to the Blackhawks Convention from Hilton Chicago on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
This week on Chicago's Best, have no fear. The Chicago's Best team has great food and great beer. Chicago's Best Brew Pubs. It's Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV. Woohoo! Look where we are. Look where we are.
We are broadcasting live from the 12th Annual Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago. And stepping up right now, yes, he's our beloved head coach, Jeremy Colleton,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, I got a couple of quick questions. Steve Cochran is here as well.
Mm-hmm. He's on the show multiple times every week. Was that not your lead?
Thanks for
that
sharing.
That was not my lead. Yes, okay. I'm trying to steal him from you as well.
Yeah, okay.
Now, before we get started with any of this, I've got so many questions about offensive schemes. But before I get to that, we have all the nicknames of all the players that we're going to have on today. And a nickname came up for you on the internet. And I just want to know if this is true. That when you were playing, your nickname was the Sweetener.
I hadn't heard that one.
You have not heard that one. All right, our production team is fired. That is what's happening right now.
I appreciate what that implies.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like the way it sounds.
What does it imply?
That I'm sweet.
Very well done. Very well done.
And in the context of sports, that of course would mean what?
In the context of sports, it means that he's a game changer.
Right place, right time, yeah. Always a gamer.
Yeah.
You guys took that a long ways.
Yes, we did. I think we actually did, yeah. Well, all right, so let's talk about it. First of all, congratulations.
Don't you want to know his nickname? I want to know his
nickname. Yeah, what is the nickname?
What was his player nickname? You know, Shawzy, whatever, were you cauliflower?
I had a couple.
Colzer?
my brother liked cauliflower.
Oh, my gosh. Cochran, you called that out.
That was his nickname, though.
Yeah. And, because he wanted to give it to you so that you would be it.
My brother? Yeah. No, he liked it for himself.
Oh, he did?
Yeah,
he
wanted to be called cauliflower. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's
interesting.
That's
preceded right. by the cauliflower.
Wow. Wow, that's something.
Yeah. Great guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, hockey nicknames, though, they're just so, they're just pro forma. They're simple. People don't want to be, they're not a ton of creativity, and I don't know if it's because the guys don't want, because cute is just not really in the hockey vernacular.
I think it's more of like, you need one, mm-hmm. so you come up with one as quick as possible, but I agree, the best nicknames just kind of happen, and those are the ones that stick.
Right.
So,
my favorite of all time.
You gotta let it play out.
Car Bomb is my favorite of all time.
Love that one.
Right. I played with Car Bomb.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The majority are IE or ER.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, Shawzy, not Shawzy, Kaner. ER. Kaner, Shawzy, Kaner.
that Car Bomb was pretty crazy, wasn't he? They named him that for a reason.
He's fun to play with.
Yeah, yeah. He's a sweetener, is what he is.
Is he?
He makes the difference on all these things.
That.
All right, can we just talk about this season? First of all, so many moves in the offseason. The goalie thing, wow. What a pretty much we could consider that a pretty great luxury for our beloved Blackhawks, right?
Yeah, it was a tremendous opportunity that kind of fell to us. You know, he came available, and the chance to get him on 1 year is fantastic. And now we have two goalies who are, with great track records. And we got to play 82 games. And to have the prospect of, 82 really quality starts, it's going to help our team, no question.
That's amazing. And as you're going to head into training camp in the next couple of weeks, the kids who are coming up that you're going to be looking at, is there anybody that we should be thinking about?
Outside of Roe and I.
Yes.
I think where we're at now, which is exciting, is we have a bunch of players, like there's maybe 8 to 10 who are all kind of vying for the spots that are open. There's not many open. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it's performance that will dictate, but I think we have a bunch of players who you could conceivably see making the club out of training camp, and that's a great position to be in.
Why don't we name those right now? Do you have a list?
Yes, I do.
Notepad. No, I don't want to name them, but I think that's we all feel really good about the depth we have, and there's going to be a bunch of players who could conceivably play games and be impactful who are going to be in Rockford, and that's excellent. That's what we need to have success. You got to have depth throughout the lineup,
right? And guys coming up if you need them,
and I think we have that at every position. So that's exciting.
It's only 90 minutes away too. It's easy. We just put him right in an Uber and get him right here.
This is his first convention, so
nope.
He doesn't.
I was here that first year. You just didn't notice
me. Did you get walked out that year? Did you
no.
do the catwalk?
No.
Okay, this
but
is
your
first catwalk. Have you been practicing your catwalk? Like at the
is
house?
Is that something you need to practice?
Yeah, oh, yeah. They didn't tell you? Yeah. That's a whole thing. You're supposed to do that. What did they, the horse walk or whatever. You put one leg across the other, like you know, like the catwalk.
Some
kind
things
of thing.
You know too much about.
Yes. Well, you know, I was a
very
revealing. I was a famed model when I was 12 years old. Yeah. People don't know that about me.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Zoolander sort of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Get a great look.
Yeah, brown seal or something. Yeah. I don't know what the hell it is. All right. So as the season approaches, there is a lot of excitement. I think because it does seem like all the offseason movement here has been for the better. Andrew Shaw coming back is such a fan moment. It is so exciting.
Talk
about a guy who makes all the difference in the world, and he does have the greatest goal I have ever seen in the NHL, the headbutt goal. And
but it didn't count.
Doesn't matter.
Lauren, I am going to appeal to Mr. Bettman, and I'm going to see if they can make that. I go your hand, your shoulder, your knee, whatever,
right.
That shouldn't count. But your head?
Should.
That should count.
Okay, I'll be the first to sign that petition with you.
Yeah, so I think that would be good.
Coach Kirby Doc's going to be here. A lot of fans excited about him. What did you see from him in the development camp a couple weeks ago, and why should fans be excited about him?
Yeah, well, I think obviously we're extremely high on him to draft him where we did, but in my view, he made an excellent impression, even taking into account the expectations. I think his size, I think you could say he's an excellent skater, and you don't need to say for his size. Like, he's an excellent skater. That's it. And he's very very skilled with the puck, and he can make a lot of plays. I think he's got a competitiveness to him that I think all the very, very top players have. And, timeline, we'll see. I mean, his play will dictate his future in the short term, but I think everyone agrees he's going to be an excellent player for us for a long time.
He'll have a shot, though, at breaking with the team start the season?
Of course. And he'll be at training camp, and it's up to him. We'll see.
Of course, Kevin.
Yeah,
of course.
What kind of question is that?
Well, first of all, he's going to be a monster, right? I mean, that's the one thing.
He's a big kid, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got to put some weight on, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's. I was very impressed at how strong he looked.
Yeah.
Very strong stick, heavy stick. Come out of puck battles with the puck very often, and you know it's a development camp, and so it's a young group. Yet he's one of the younger ones in the group, and he looked as mature as anyone.
6'8" in skates. Is that what I read?
He's super tall.
Bring on Chara. Let's do it.
No, that's what I'm thinking. All I want to see is on him against Chara. That's all I want to see. Because Chara, he looks like Hodor.
He's getting older,
yeah,
too.
I don't know what goes on. All right. Well, Coach, congratulations, and have fun this season. It's going to be great. And I know Chicago's taking to you. And this is...
where you can hear him weekly?
Where?
On the Steve Cochran Show.
Is that why you hung out here?
On 720 WGN.
He's trying
your
to
own
hog
show?
Him again.
It's one of the reasons.
He's a pearl.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
he's also 6'8 in skates. I've never seen anything like it. It's the damnedest
very
thing.
Very tall skates.
Yes. All right. Jeremy, not the sweetener Colleton. Thank you so much. Appreciate
thanks
you
for
being
having
with us.
Thanks,
appreciate
Coach.
It. All right. We'll come right back to Salon A of the Blackhawks Convention, the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention.
Oh, man.
Is the hockey party of the summer. It's the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention from Hilton, Chicago, right now on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
To Murphy, he'll fire a shot down and he scores! Connor Murphy's initial shot was blocked, came right back to him. He snapped it by a startled Elliott on the short side, and Murphy has the Hawks on the board.
Finds open ice, has one more defender to beat. Dangles through and she scores! Kendall Coyne, the hat trick! How does she do it? Holy smokes, Kendall Coyne!
No big deal.
Yep, and as you're sitting here with us right now in Salon A, the 12th annual Chicago Blackhawks Convention, we've got Connor Murphy and Kendall Coyne.
Awesome.
And I'm going to start with, first of all, it turns out that we have two Sandberg High School alums sitting next to each other here.
That we do.
Out. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. I was like, you have to have me sit next to Kendall. We have to take a picture. Carl Sandberg alumni up in this house. That's the first time.
Go Eagles.
Yeah.
Woo.
I'm just a little older. That's okay.
So, well, I am than everybody.
Yeah,
we won't
mention the rest of us.
Yeah, we're all good to go. All right, well, let's start. First of all, Connor, we owe you an apology.
Oh.
Yeah. Because last fall you came in, we were in studio with
had
us.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you were very gracious. Wasn't it News or Ruse? You played the game?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
We had a couple callers come in and play on teams. And
yeah.
Right, exactly.
You had to tell us the headline was News or Ruse.
Right.
Yeah.
And then our retiring news anchor came in. And I think she licked your ear. I'm 100% sure. She got very close, and then she referred to herself as Mrs. Robinson and then tried to pick you up. And you were incredibly kind,
professional.
You let her off the hook in a very nice way, so thank you. We would like to thank you for your professionalism. And then you were injured about an hour later. So that's, and I think that the two were related. I'm not sure how. I don't know where that came from.
No.
Anyway, well, welcome back. How are you feeling?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, healthy, which is nice.
Good.
And been training here in Chicago, which I think has been better for me. It was a little kind of the stuff I was doing in Columbus maybe wasn't, I guess, the best for keeping the body in the right place. And so it's been good. Paul Goodman's unbelievable trainer that we have here, and been enjoying the city and playing some beach volleyball on Wednesdays. And,
oh, wow. Oh, look at that.
Enjoying everything.
And don't get any sand in your eyes. Yeah. I mean, first of all, I want all of the mainline Chicago Blackhawks to be in bubble wrap. Like, I want all the Bears to be in bubble wrap until the season starts. I don't need any of this. I don't need any of this stuff. Anybody coming on now that you're seeing that you're excited to be playing with?
Yeah, I mean, just selfishly looking at the D and goalies, we kind of look out for each other, I think, and having Robin Leonard come and having the unbelievable year he had with the Islanders is impressive, and got to meet him around the rink last couple of days. He's a big guy, and just to take up that much of the net is awesome as a D-man to know we have two studs back there.
He's like that Walrus in net.
No, I wouldn't say Walrus. He moves well. That commercial's good, though.
That is the best commercial on television.
Yeah, but anyway, those guys are good. And then getting Calvin DeHaan and Olli Maatta, just being two guys that have that experience, and Olli Maatta winning Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh is just that being he's still young. I think he's 25 or 26 now, is impressive. And just to have that many D-men that have had that experience, that'll help. Our defensive play as a team needs to be better this year, so I think that's definitely going to push us the right way.
What about Shaw coming back?
It's awesome. I think everyone's excited, as the fans are, just the energy he has, and I think that was something that we also needed a bit more of last year, and so just to bring him in right away is going to bring that boost, and all the guys talk about how great he is in the dressing room as being a guy's guy, and something that, that'll get the guys going. So
yeah, don't ask him what he did with the cup. Whatever you do, don't ask him that question.
That'll be the first thing I ask him.
Yeah.
Okay, now it will be.
And also on the stage, six-time world champion hockey player and gold medalist Kendall Coyne is with us. And
Kendall.
Again, an Orland Park native, and you know, one of the greatest female hockey players of all times, if not the greatest. And we explain now. You have a team, right? The Golden Coyne, is that part of? Explain what that is and how people get involved with that.
Yeah, it's super exciting. This year, the Blackhawks launched the Golden Coins program in partnership with myself, and it's an opportunity for girls age 6 to 12 to try hockey. It's a step above the Little Blackhawks program, so a lot of them have been in gear before, and so it's an 8-week program that goes throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. Our last week is actually next week, so it'll be a fun day, but it's another opportunity that was super important for myself and the Blackhawks to create, because if you build it, they'll come. And we were going to start with one session because we thought that's what the numbers were, and ended up needing two sessions because there were over 50 girls that wanted to join the program. So it's
great.
Awesome to see, and an awesome opportunity for the girls. And it's important for me to be accessible to these girls and, be a help in any way that I can.
Speak to the growth there, because I know when I was growing up, girls didn't play hockey, and you there really was no outlet for that. You just could not play, really. And now when we come into the United Center before our broadcast, we see all the little peewees out there. They're so cute. Girls, boys alike, they're all out there. And it seems like there are the opportunities. You said building it will come. Is it just a matter of providing more opportunities in this sport, and we'll see this tremendous growth over the next generation? How do you think it's going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the growth of the game, specifically in the city of Chicago. Just, it's been tremendous. Since I was a kid, 3 years old, I put my first pair of skates on at the Arctic Ice Arena in Orland Park. There wasn't another girl in sight in hockey skates.
Huh.
But growing up, the Blackhawks, didn't have the success like they have today. And so in 2010, specifically 7, when we saw that trend go up, we saw more people putting skates on, boys and girls. And specifically, I've seen the growth in the girls' game over the last 10 years. And, you know, I saw Cami Granato, Downers Grove native, in, when I was 6 years old, held her gold medal, and that's when I said, wow, I want to go to the Olympics. But now, in 2018, we won a gold medal, and I think that's helping transcend the girls' game as well at the grassroots levels.
Now, you're the inspiration. You've got it on your shoulders. I mean, because you really are. You're inspiring so many young girls to want to pursue hockey. It's amazing.
Really, and the Canadians are trying to figure out what we're doing in the Chicago suburbs. That's what they'd like to know.
Let's go check that out.
It really is something.
Let's see what's in the water.
It is interesting to see the difference in the game and the difference in the talent level and the speed and everything is just so different over this. As you watch it through Olympic development, it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
Yeah, the game has grown tremendously, and you know, it comes with speed, skill, hockey sense, and all of those things. Connor sees it. We're line mates in the CPHL every week.
Yeah.
Oh. I wanted to ask you about the Chicago Pro Hockey League. To your point about the growth of hockey in Chicago, is it year two they've been doing that? For anybody who's not familiar, every Wednesday during the summer at Fifth Third Arena, people like you go play. Former Jonathan Taves was playing a couple weeks ago. What's that been like, the Chicago Pro Hockey League? Have you played in it, Connor?
Yeah, we're on the same team.
Yeah,
so we play every Wednesday night, and I missed the second week two, but we're 3-0, right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, no big deal.
What are the standings looking like? Where's Taves' team at?
I mean, 3-0 is usually pretty good. It's usually up there.
Did you hear that, Kev? No big deal.
No big deal.
You stole your line.
No, it's fun, though. It's just a lot of local players come out, different levels of pro and college, and obviously having Kendall out there and pushing the pace. I mean, she's so quick. It's impressive and fun to just – as a D-man, I'm just the slow, lazy guy back there. So I hit her on the wing. She flies up and down. So it's fun. And just getting to know everyone, I think, in Chicago, local players, being on the bench and seeing what everyone's up to in the summers and kind of building that connection is really cool, too.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It is. You know, there's such excitement for this season because there's a pent-up desire, right? I mean, the Blackhawks fans have gotten, to Kendall's point earlier, since 2007, Blackhawks fans, I remember the last time they didn't make the playoffs other than these last 2 years, it was everybody knew they were going to win the Stanley Cup within a year or two. And I think that excitement is starting to come back because of the changes that have been made on the lineup. And, you know, you bring some people back, you move things around. It's just about coming out and being hot at the top, right?
Yeah, I think just having a couple years of not being in the playoffs is unacceptable in the organization, and it's something that the Hawks have built a standard of winning and of that being the expected level of play. And everyone knew, no one's safe with their job when we're not in the playoffs and in the hunt for the Stanley Cup. So it's exciting to get closer to a new season, to be able to put what's in the past behind us and move on. And everyone's really excited just to get back out and kind of prove that we're going to be a way better team.
You excited about Prague? What a way to open up the season.
I've been there once. That's unbelievable. I think just getting the guys together like that for a trip. I mean, we go on a lot of road trips, but especially a one like that will be amazing just to experience that. I think we play against a German pro team as an exhibition game and then play the Flyers to start over there. It'll be awesome. And then, I mean, we come back here and I heard we got like a new Jumbotron going too in the United Center, which is
nice.
I can't wait for that. I'm all about checking the highlights up there while Patrick Kane's doing spinoramas. I can watch the replays.
They are talking about they announced it last year that they were going to be doing this in the offseason, and I know they've actually had to close the United Center for a couple of weeks to get this thing done because it's going to be the fan experience is going to be so much different. For those, it's going to have one of those wraparounds where you can look at it internally as well as externally, like you've got in Dallas. It's really going to be something.
Yeah.
So it's going to be fun. And, you know, let's just hope that we see you in the replays a lot.
Yeah, hopefully not too close up. I'm better from a distance, I think. My looks are better. The lighting's a little too bright. need a little
ozone
some filters, heavy filters on the screen.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, Kendall, before we go, do you see a moment where there will be women playing in the NHL?
That's a good question. I think the first thing I want to see is a WNHL before I see women try and compete in the NHL. I think we took a big step. We broke a big barrier this year competing in the All-Star Skills competition, which was a tremendous moment for the sport.
Absolutely.
I think it shows the growth of the game again. the NHL had to sign off on that. If they didn't believe that we could strive in that moment, I don't think they would have said yes. So that was a pretty cool opportunity. But I think, you know, to see a WNHL would be a dream come true, especially for all these young girls I see day in and day out. I want them to grow up and say, I want to play for that team, and I can make a living playing the game I love.
How do you like this phony baloney broadcasting job that we all have now that you're getting to do it, now that you're strapping on the headset and you know, doing doing analysis and saying they're getting the makeup done and all that? It really is. We're stealing, aren't we?
It's a lot easier playing, I will say that.
Really?
It's a lot
easier you're playing. You're killing it. You're doing a great job.
The preparation level is the exact same, but I'm a lot more comfortable preparing for a hockey game.
What did she just say? The preparation level for broadcasting? Really?
What show are you on?
I got to figure that out.
That's because she's a professional, Ro.
Yeah. I got to. All right. Well, now she just taught me something I didn't know, which was that we were supposed to prepare. So that's really good. All right. Kendall Coyne, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kendall. Thanks, Connor.
And Connor Murphy. He's our hockey hero, and and thank you for, again, putting up with us and not suing us after last fall.
This is the 2019 Chicago Blackhawks Annual Convention, the hockey party of the summer from Hilton Chicago on Michigan Avenue. Let's go back live on 720 WGN.
And it's the Stories That Matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming your way in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned for that.
I don't know. Connor Murphy was either blocking out that moment in our studio or he totally didn't remember. He's just such
he remembers.
Good guy. Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you see a little fear in his eye when you asked him that question?
It was like a PTSD moment.
Yeah, he flinched a little bit when we all got together to take a picture. He felt a hand on his shoulder. He's like, whoa, Judy.
She's back.
Oh, my God.
Where is she?
Where did she come from?
She popped out of behind the...
Here's the unfortunate thing. I believe that Connor Murphy, sometime around 2:30, 3 o'clock this morning, is going to bolt out of bed with the memories, with the horrifying memories of that. It's like a Stephen King novel.
Right.
You know, oh, my God, what happened?
Not Mrs. Robinson again.
Because the player is so professional when they come into the studio, you know, they're all ready to go and represent the team, and then they come into an awkward moment like that, and you just don't always know how to respond.
When the news person tries to lick his ear ball, it was really a something. And I got to just say that he handled it very professionally at that moment.
Totally.
And I give him complete credit for it. He's a young man. He's, you know, it's funny, though, what I love about him, he's from Columbus, Ohio, and he's got the hockey accent. Now,
yeah, it happens.
Full Canadian.
Yeah, he's got the full Canadian accent. And it's like, I went to school in Central Ohio, and I...
Just the culture they're in.
That
in the locker room or on the rink.
But no one in Central Ohio has ever sounded like that. Ever.
What do they sound like?
Well,
I feel like they don't even have an accent.
Oh, no, they do. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, they do. But it is... it's not that. Sort of American rustic is what you can kind of get in Columbus,
American
Ohio.
It's a
beautiful thing.
Big fan of Connor Murphy.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. I hope he continues to join us throughout the season.
He is such a funny guy, too.
He is.
He's like, he's got a great personality.
He's so loose for being such a young player on the team.
He is.
But you
How
see that
it?
In his
in a
play.
Good way. In a good way, yeah.
In his
yeah.
play as well. I mean, he's like, he looks totally comfortable on the ice.
Right.
And, you know, you see a lot of, especially, you know, the kids that get out there. It like look at the Cat. Right, DeBrincat. The first half of the season, he was playing tight, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just came together for him.
Right,
right.
Yeah.
And so it's just fun to watch these guys develop. And this is it's a young man's sport. And how? And the other thing, we should mention. This will be up for podcast. Kendall Coyne. Kendall Coyne is arguably the greatest American female athlete of all times.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. She is a huge hero in Orland Park. Everyone knows about her, obviously, in general.
Sure.
But in Orland Park, everyone knows her and is so proud to just live in the same town as her.
Uh-huh.
She's a rock star here.
They
had a bunch of fans come up to the stage here taking pictures with her, signing autographs.
Right. What a representative of the sport, too.
Right,
if anyone
definitely.
Can sort of lead this forward to the next generation and provide opportunities, she's the perfect spokesperson. She's the perfect player, voice in that field to take it forward.
Certainly of the 21st century, she's a team sport players. She would be the greatest female athlete. And that's just an amazing, amazing tribute to her and to her family. You know, or helped her become that in an era in which women's hockey isn't quite what it is now.
So impressive.
That's great.
So many levels.
Shoot,
shoot, shoot, shoot, score! Hockey, baby! This is the 2019 Chicago Blackhawks Annual Convention. The hockey party of the summer from Hilton Chicago on Michigan Avenue. Let's go back live on 720 WGN.
Behind the net, as is Tavares, and he'll dig up the puck. Comes back to Hahn with some room. Shoots! Scores! We're tied at two.
There he is, Calvin DeHaan. Chicago Blackhawk now. And this is, you know, they've been talking, Calvin, we've been talking now for the last number of seasons here in Chicago about the need on the blue line, the need, the help in the defense, and especially looking for two-way players, and we got you. You're the savior. No pressure. No big deal. It's all on you.
You guys are way too kind.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you had to dig up a clip from the Isles. The
yeah,
Isles
I know. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, probably haven't scored since. So.
Oh.
Well, the Hurricanes, that was a different thing.
Yeah.
First fan convention, though? Do the other teams have
nothing? Nothing compared to this. This is pretty wild. It's great to see the support. Thank you guys for showing up.
Oh.
So it's
nothing like Blackhawks fans.
I know it's the dog days of summer right now, and we feel it as well, but it's good to have some sort of hockey thing in the middle of summer to try and you know,
makes you feel cooler
a little bit. It's good.
Sort of like human,
good to feel wanted.
Mental air conditioning. What do you do in terms of workout regimen throughout the off season?
Probably the same as whoever was sitting here before me. Monday to Friday, you know, at the gym for, you know, anywhere from an hour to 3 hours a day. And
Does that intensify as you get closer to the season, or is it the same all the way through?
Well, I start skating. I've only skated a couple times since the end of the year. I kind of just throw my gear in the garage and let it rot.
Does it smell as bad as it did when it was travel hockey? What do you do with that gear?
No, definitely not. Thank God. Because that's it stinks towards the end of summer, though, especially when you dry it out on the front lawn.
What is it about hockey that they have the smelliest gear
ever?
Even just walking past the locker room, if the door opens a little bit.
I have a theory.
Hard work, I guess. I don't know.
No. I have a theory that the water that they make the ice out of is dirty. Because it smells like, because it's the water itself that it smells like.
Plus
ice drinks
have a certain type of smell. Any ice rink you walk into, it's your local rink, it just has a smell to it. Like dirty like skates or something.
Yeah, especially, some of the community ones are.
Questionable.
Mostly the showers. old and grimy.
Right,
so.
Especially when there's shag carpeting in the showers.
Yeah,
I hate that.
And around the toilet, too. That's always a good...
And no toilet seats, either, which I always found very interesting. Sort of very, very...
You have fans puking right now, I think. Can we hand them barf bags?
This is not the way this was supposed to go, I don't think.
Calvin, you've only been a part of the organization for a month, but as you see, I mean, this town just goes crazy for hockey, and they're starving for a winner. This is an organization that built a dynasty, 3 Stanley Cups. Again, I know it's only been a month since you've joined the organization, but what's the sense that you get from this team in terms of heading into this year and really the anticipation of getting back to the playoffs and being a contender?
I mean, the league's so tight now, anyone can win, but, you know, I think this team's going to be very competitive this season. I think, you know, Stan and his team and management and, you know, whoever makes the hockey decisions has made some really good hockey moves this offseason. You know, bringing in a Vezina candidate last year is kind of a blessing, I think.
That's amazing.
It's pretty wild. You know, bringing in, you know, Holy Mata's had some cups, some success in his young early career. He's a good player, a good solid player, he's gonna have a great career. And you know, guys like that were good offseason moves for the organization, I think. And I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest. I've never been in a market like this, and the city seems pretty cool, and you know, everyone's welcomed me with open arms, so I'm very excited.
And you've played against Andrew Shaw.
Yep. Another good hockey move, you know.
Yes.
Good locker room guy, you know, hard-nosed.
Yeah.
You know, not going to put up 100 points a year, but you win with guys like that. And he's, you know, he was a key part in some of the cups here as well. And,
oh, no question.
You know, you need guys like that. And I think, like I said, I think, you know, the hockey management's made some really good hockey moves this offseason.
Can you explain your nickname, please?
Which one?
Carp Lad.
I'm from Carp, Ontario, so... And it's funny, all my buddies, we all call each other that. And
just the locals?
Just the Carp. And
so
like
everybody's
think,
a Carp Lad?
Everybody's from Carp.
Well, just
Carp,
just,
Ontario.
Yeah, just certain, just a small clique of us. But
got it.
I think
but
now,
it's, you know, we call each other Lad as well. Like, you know, we're hillbillies, so.
Canadian hillbillies.
Yeah,
a little different than the American hillbillies.
It's a little different,
yeah,
but it's different. We're distant relatives.
Yes, so. Exactly. right? Well, y'all pick up trucks, so that's true. That's
I don't, actually. I try and stay away from that stuff and guns and stuff, but I can still blow stuff up in the backyard.
No, yeah, I know. That's right. Yeah. That's a separate thing.
I still go fishing like everyone, you know, like everyone in our hometown and
but
stuff.
You do, but you don't dynamite fish, is what you're saying. You don't do that.
No, I'm not, that's not that much of a redneck.
Oh, that's fun. No, that's good eating. You blow that head right off. Yeah. You know, the thing I would now, does the hockey center in Carp smell funny? Is that when you walk in?
To be honest, I have not skated there in, whew, it's been...
You get used to it, though, when you were a kid, probably, right?
Yeah, it was a little grimy back in the day.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But it's... they don't keep the ice there in the summer, and I'm obviously not around during the winter months, so... I can say I spent probably more time on the outdoor rink that's right across the road from it than inside the local rink.
Do you get back? So, is your family still there?
Yep. Mom and dad live there. My fiance and I live there. You know, it's our little home.
And will you retire great. To there?
That's a good question. I haven't thought that far.
Yeah, no, I don't want you retiring yet. I'm just saying that, but it's an interesting thing.
I hope I don't have to retire anytime soon.
But I think it's an interesting thing. You know, guys who make it and they live these lives, and whether they a lot of Chicago athletes end up, even though they're not from here, they end up settling here.
Yeah.
Or you know, a lot of guys go to Florida or wherever. But it is it's an interesting thing for those who decide that they want to go back home.
Yeah, I mean the thing I like about it, it's, you know, small little town of like, you know, 2,000-3,000 people, but, you know, we're 10 minutes away from civilization, so you can do your groceries and be a normal human like anyone else, right? It's not like I'm setting traps out in the back and, you know, and
oh,
stuff
that's
like
good
that.
Beaver. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be good beaver
but
right
it's,
there.
It's a quiet little town, and there's seems to always be something going on there, and,
right.
You know, it's great in the off season. It's quiet, and...
you get away from everything.
No one really bothers me, and... you know, whenever we hang out with their friends, it's never hockey talk. It's always, you know, how are you? Like, they actually, you know, genuinely care about you as a person. So,
so what about Chicago are you liking so far as you're exploring the city a little bit?
Everything. It seems like a pretty easy place to get around. It's, you know, I lived an hour outside New York City when I was with the Isles. We were out on Long Island, but, you know, that's just a giant rat race out there.
Yeah.
And everyone, you know, it's A to B as fast as you can go there. And it just seems like a laid-back place.
Right.
You know, everyone seems to, like, we went out of the parlor in West Loop last night, but, like...
Mm-hmm. Great outdoor space.
Yeah, but, like, we left it, like...
Sorry, he got the plug. You were on the plug.
I was away from the plug. Yeah, go ahead.
But we, you know, left at, like, 10:30. Streets are quiet. It's easy to get around. It's not, like, you know, it's not a grind. It seems like a pretty easy spot to, you know... To
hockey
live
players
in.
Love the West Loop, I've noticed. They all seem to hang out in that area.
Well, there's a bunch of guys who moved out there.
Right, kind of in that area.
We were just exploring. We didn't know where...
There's a ton of bars and restaurants.
Yeah, we had nowhere...
Anna can show you around.
True story. When the last Stanley Cup went to the Mid-Night Club right from the United Center, right there in West Loop. Not there anymore because they're building a skyscraper there, but separate issue.
Right.
We've got a lot...
For the skyscraper.
The Mid had a good run.
Whoever developed that,
yeah.
Yeah, the Mid. That was quite a thing. That had funky bathrooms, too. I'm not going to lie to you.
There was a lot of funky going on.
Worse than the
Now I'm trying to think between hockey rinks and nightclubs. You know, the funkiness of the bathroom.
Depends on the water and the ice, I guess, right?
Yeah. I suppose that really is true. All right. Well, again, congratulations and thank you so much. And we cannot wait to see you on the ice this fall, and you're gonna enjoy Prague, I'm assuming. Have you been?
No, not in Prague. No.
What? Oh my god!
Looking forward to it. Hopefully, I get the you know, the okay to go and skate and be with the boys. So we'll see.
You know what's gonna be interesting about that trip is that, you know, I know that one of the things that the coach, we had him on a little bit earlier, and you know, this is really about having a hot start and making sure that, you know, it's because the games that you win at the beginning of the season are not the games that you have to win at the end of the season. Right?
You don't want to be playing catch up,
right?
And you know, I think last year that was pretty evident for this organization. You know, a little bit of a slow start, but you know, one of the hottest teams after January 1st, and
right?
Still almost made it, but you know, you don't want to be playing catch up. And
no. But I think it's going to be a wild trip, and I'm just I have my own thoughts about that. I think there should be bubble wrap, and I think there should be binders, and there should be den mothers, and so I don't know who I don't know what
den mothers.
You're worried about there being trouble in Prague.
They do they do a mom trip every year, so maybe just make that the mom.
I would make that the mom trip.
Perfect.
No. I'm like
Calvin doesn't like that idea though. It's not going to be.
That's a boys trip.
Oh well, you see, I already you know what
Rel was picking up on that
with Connor Murphy. I was and I got that he goes I can like Prague. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wait till you see what happens there. And then Shaw being on the team again and the, you know, whatever. Oh, my God. I hate to even think about it.
Lord knows. Yeah, but we have to beat the Flyers. We have to. We have to.
Yeah, that's a good statement game, I think.
They're trying to compete with the Blues on being jerks to us all the time.
We're not big fans of the Flyers in these parts.
No, and the fact that the Blues have a Stanley Cup has got to. That's just got to.
It's
end.
Not acceptable. I know.
Who's
happy right. about that? I mean, come on.
The Blues can have one Stanley Cup per century.
I think it was better them winning than Boston, to be honest.
So. Yeah. Well, I don't. Well, they've had so many. I mean, I've kind of gotten used to them winning championships in Boston. I'm a little sick of that too.
Yeah.
But the Flyers. I mean, nobody likes them. And now they have the creepiest mascot in the history of mascots. Yeah.
Gritty. Why? Whose idea was that? Yeah, that was a bad idea.
Got the googly eyes. Scaring the kids.
You might have, that person who made that idea might have got fired by now. So. Well, but they're rolling with it. So
One hopes. Although that person was definitely a stoner. That's the one thing you know for sure, because that came to it like in the middle of like just to the apex of a high. It was like you know, and he pulled out a pad and he drew what he thought the mascot should look like. Yeah. That was it. Hey, did you see that? You know, Tommy Hawk. Did you see that video of Tommy Hawk taking a guy out?
I have not.
Oh yeah,
you got to see YouTube? That.
Yeah,
right on.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah, do that. Do that on the phone on the way, but don't let the executive see you do it because they don't like the idea of it. Yeah. Some guy was hassling him. And he took the dude out.
That's great.
He's wiry. In terms of all the mascots in Chicago, don't mess with Tommy.
No, he's the real deal.
Right. Staley's gonna get his ass kicked. All right. Thank you so much, Calvin. Appreciate you being with us. Calvin DeHaan, Chicago Blackhawks defenseman.
Yes.
Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
And we'll win a Stanley Cup here in Chicago with the Blackhawks. I'm just gonna throw that out into the universe
That's
so
the
that
plan.
It comes true. Right?
That's the plan.
That's out there.
Kim, what's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Two more cases of Legionnaires' disease confirmed in Illinois.
And an accident in Long Grove has shut down Route 83 near Hilltop. There's also an accident inbound on the Eisenhower near York and an accident inbound on the Edens blocking the right lane at Willow. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka with this iDOT Traffic Center reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Next, there's a twang on the South Side as the White Sox play the Twins on Country Music Night at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the
ball. Neil Ray Mazur's got the pregame at 6:35. The first pitch with Ed and DJ at 7:10. Home 7:20 WGN.
The recent rainstorms are keeping our PermaSeal team very busy, making the world a better place for Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana homeowners. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer, president of PermaSeal. While it's tempting to choose the first waterproofer that offers a quick fix, I can assure you that PermaSeal is worth the wait. We offer permanent solutions with lifetime transferable warranties and a price assurance guarantee. Give us a call today at 800-421-SEAL. Our professional consultants will inspect your foundation and provide you with a free estimate for any needed repairs. There's no need to worry about playing let's make a deal, as we have standardized pricing that's simply the best value in the industry. You don't have to live with seepage problems any longer. The next time you hear storms rolling in, have the peace of mind that comes with having a dry basement and crawl space. You know who to call. PermaSeal. 800-421-SEAL. That's 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Attention, if you're in debt to the IRS and frustrated with your options, for a limited time you can call and quickly check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problem. Through this special toll-free hotline number, you can find out in minutes if you qualify for these powerful new debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for 2019. If you have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or just want to know your options, business or personal, Republic Tax Relief's A-plus rated tax relief system has helped thousands stop IRS collections immediately and saved millions in tax debt. These relief programs will not last forever. Call the hotline number now. 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-491-3318. That's 800-491-3318.
Men, do you want to know the dirty little secret the prostate pill industry hopes you never find out? Well, now you can, thanks to the Men's Guide to Prostate Secrets, featuring the latest news and research from one of America's leading urologists, Dr. Dudley Denhoff of Tower Urology Group at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. In this guide, you will learn the truth about the PSA test, why most prostate pills don't work, why the saw palmetto pills at the drugstore are worthless, the seven biggest mistakes most men make, the five foods that destroy your prostate, how to stop getting up at night to go, the dirty little secret the pill companies are hiding from you, and much more. This guide sells for $25 on Amazon, but right now you can get a free copy. Just call our 24-hour hotline. It's a recorded message to leave your name and mailing address. Call 1-800-500-2210. That's 1-800-500-2210. Call now and get your free copy. 1-800-500-2210.
Watch for Chicago's very own stories with Micah and Joe, Micah Mater and Joe Donlan, weeknights on WGN TV News at 9 o'clock.
We're broadcasting live from the 2019 Blackhawks Convention at the Hilton Chicago, and we're about half an hour away from the opening ceremonies of the convention. And that is something to behold. Mr. Steve Cochran and Mr. Dave Ennett are going to be hosting that for you.
Very cool.
And that's going to be, you know, this time of year, the Hawks Convention always sets in motion that last third of the summer, mm-hmm. where you're kind of excited. The sun starts, you start to notice the sun going out a little earlier, but you get excited about, you know, about the fall sports season, it's the Hawks or the Bears,
right.
You know, whatever it is. And it's, because I think there's no more beautiful season in Chicago than the early part of the fall, even the entire fall. It's pretty amazing here. You know, it's like September, October, even parts of November can be just really amazing, and it's fun. And this year, it's going to be just a. I think it's a lot of our sporting dreams are going to be
high
to be
expectations
realized.
For sure. Both of those teams you mentioned, right? The Hawks and the Bears. It's
right.
It's really going to be exciting to watch.
And as I said, the Cubs, they look playoff bound, but the White Sox are not going to be quite what I thought they were going to be in the second half, at least not the way it's starting. They have got to go win 12 in a row right now. That, I think, is the plan, and it's got to start tonight against Minnesota.
All right. I'm with you.
All right.
12 straight. No big deal. No
and
problem.
And Dylan Cease, right? This will be his third start?
Fourth start. Yeah. Dylan Cease on the mound, on the south side.
So we got that. That's very exciting. All right.
Oh, man.
This is the hockey party of the summer. It's the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention from Hilton, Chicago. Right now on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Who needs absolutely no introduction, the chairman of the Blackhawks, Reggie Wirtz.
Well, thank you, Anna and Ro. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you,
Reggie. Obviously, it's a bad day when I have to be on and there's no one else who want to be on with you.
That's true. Actually, that's really funny because all the players have been coming by and the coach and everybody, and they're all sort of by themselves. And they're like, well, you know, Rocky's coming in right before the opening ceremonies at 4:30. You guys want to be on with him? And then, no. Everybody wants to avoid eye contact with you this year.
Well, they're smart people. That's fine. And my wife, Marilyn, doesn't want to be with eye contact with me either.
She's right here. The lovely Marilyn is right here,
yes.
Coming with you, making her a public appearance that is. She's really your better half. There's just no question about that.
Exactly, because she has the money and I'm broke.
Yes. So, you spent a little money in the off season. I noticed.
Well, we did, and I think Stan Bowman and John McDonough should be, applauded for what they did. You know, and it's one thing is to sign free agents. The other thing is to make trades tastefully and smart So you can take players that have already been signed. And how do you do that? And then if you waited for the free agent period, could you get the same kind of player that you'd have to sign for multiple years? And I think the fans don't realize they did a really good job, and I think they'll see it on the ice.
Yeah.
How excited are you to have Andrew Shaw back, Rocky?
I'll tell you, he's a class act. I was reading a piece in the Tribune today about, you know, how he likes to, you know, energize the team with a hard check and, you know, standing in the front of the net and stuff. That's the gut player. So people don't realize it was the third year in the draft. Every other team had had 30 teams had passed on him, and he was a fifth-round draft choice of the third year of his draft year. And if he hadn't done that, you ask him, I think he would said I would quit hockey.
Yeah.
Man.
Who knows, right? But whatever he'd be doing, he'd be great at.
He'd be great, but he wouldn't be making the money he's making today, and rightfully so.
Yes, right. That's true.
Well, he's saying it's his dream to get back here, and I know fans are just super excited to see him on the ice, and the players, too. He's the first guy they mentioned. They say, we're so happy he's part of this team. You don't want to play against him. You want him on your team. So we're all excited.
Well, and I think that the fans will realize is how important the locker room is.
Yeah.
And I think he'll be really good in the locker room. When he was here with the Hawks, they had an energetic locker room that they would talk and he would keep the players going. And I think what happened is, you know, through the years, as the players got older, they got quieter. And you didn't have that kind of esprit de corps and we're going to do this and I'm going to fire you up. And I think he's going to be the kind of player that will be a leader off the ice as much as he on the ice.
You know, it's interesting talking to the players, and I think one of the things that fans don't really think about as much is what that preseason is like and you know, the sort of camaraderie that gets built and the summer camp kind of feeling to it. But then the trip to Prague, I think, is going to be a team-building experience as well, right? I mean, these guys are going to be – they're on the road a lot, but this is a unique way of doing it. You know, it's an international flight. They got to get in there. There's, you know, there's a time change. There's a lot of, like, picking each other up along the way here, which I think is going to be a it's going to be very, very good for the team.
Well, and don't forget, in 2010, we went to Helsinki, obviously first to Zurich.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously worked out pretty well.
Yes, I remember that year. Yeah.
And it was a good year. 2010 was a good year.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Year. I like 13, too.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
15 wasn't too 15. Bad
either. Yeah, no, I didn't mind that one either.
Great.
So yeah. if you had numbers, take 10, 13, and 15.
And 19. Or 20. Let's take 20, too. Let's take just in case.
I like the sound of that.
Are you, yes. You making the trip, Rocky?
I am.
Oh, yeah.
So my wife, Marilyn, and I are going to go, and my son, Danny, and my cousin, Art, and his wife, Jen. And so for the family, it's going to be good. But we're in, you know, it's exciting. It's good to be with all the, you know, the hockey operations, but understanding that we have boundaries and we don't get in their way, but we want to give them 110% support.
How much pressure is on this team this year, Rocky, just coming from where we're coming from and the expectations from the years past that sort of left many fans, you know, not feeling like the way they wanted to feel, and I'm sure you either.
Well, let's not kid ourselves. It's 2 years. We haven't made the playoffs. We haven't won a playoff game in 4 years. So we know where we're coming from. I think ESPN did the power rating. We're 21 out of 30. But it's not bad to be the underdog. And sometimes the sports writers have more knowledge than the management and the staff of an organization. So at the end of the year, we'll see how we are. I'm not worried about it, but I don't think we're 21st, I'll tell you that.
No, I don't think so either.
No.
And you're going to be doing, while here at the convention, and you do throw a pretty good party, Rocky. I'd like to say that.
Well, it's free.
Yes.
the best kind.
That free is a really good deal.
Yes, free, right. And I always like to say free over good, but this is both, yeah. Which is really good. You, along with Tony Esposito, are going to be doing autographs of your book. You're going to be signing the book tomorrow morning from 9:30 to 10:30 in the autograph stage in the Grand Ballroom. So people want to come by and see that. That's, by the way, we talked about that book. I read it last year. It came out last year.
The Breakaway.
Yes. I have, you know, sometimes if you're a hockey fan and you're a Blackhawks fan, NHL fan, and just a fan of Chicago, you're going to get a lot of stories about how this organization developed, how the overarching organization, you know, Wirtz Beverage, which is now Breakthrough Beverage, is how that developed, and you pulled no punches, which I thought was really interesting in the thing.
Well, Brian Smith, who was the author, and I said, I'll collaborate with you. I said, you got to tell a story. It has to be the whole story. It can't be a puff piece of how great the Wirtz family is or how great I am. I said, that no one wants to read about that. You got to read about the whole enchilada. And if you read about that, there's obviously dysfunction in our family like there's in any family. Mm-hmm. And I think that the fans and the reader of the book realize that hopefully they can understand and relate to like any family dynamics.
Yeah.
And I think it tells a story. But the important thing is not about the family dynamics, but how do you overcome that and move forward.
Right.
I'm lucky enough to have two children in the fourth generation. I have younger third generation. And my job is to hopefully make that fourth generation better students than the teacher, which is I'm the teacher. And I think, hopefully, and I know they will do it, they'll make me look very, very poor because they'll be so much better than I will.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Yeah.
That would be very interesting. And again, tomorrow with Tonio at 9:30 to 10:30 on Sunday, 9:30 to 10:30 in Salon A, right here. Actually, right here at there's an autograph booth next to where we are. So Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30, and then Sunday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. And it is really amazing. You know, every player comes from other teams, and they see this for the first time.
Right.
In hockey, there isn't anything else like this fan convention.
It's funny. I talked to a young man yesterday who's a good friend with Brian Hartman, who both in Nashville and then in Philadelphia. And he said, I didn't realize how I was treated the way I was treated for the Hawks. And he said, this is not to blow smoke up your rear end. I'm telling you, he is saying, and he came back here, and he loves to play golf. He's working out this summer. He goes and plays golf at, in the Beverly Golf Course. But he said, Brian said, this is the best organization. And I can't, pat ourselves on the back, but all we can say is we want to treat the players the same way we treat ourselves. And hopefully that's really good.
Well, Rocky, we had Kelvin DeHaan, who's been a part of the organization for only a month now, and he basically had the same thoughts, that he couldn't believe the sort of excitement in the middle of summer that fans here in Chicago have in an event like this. Where he came from, he says they didn't have conventions in the summer.
Well, you look at how many teams don't have anything. We've had a number of teams that have watched this. But it takes a lot of work. So John McDonough and Jay Blunk, it takes a lot of work in the whole organization. And what John McDonough's idea was, how do you make hockey a 12-month sport? And not, obviously we were out of business beginning of April. You don't want to just say, okay, I'll see you in September, the end of September. And he came up with the idea originally with the Cubs and then carried over here. This is our 12th year. But he's done a great job. And what it really does, it galvanizes the current players and the former players. And so you get an organization that says, this team and this organization really cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
If you get players that care about you, at the end of the day, they'll play a little harder. And those other players said, I used to be an XYZ team, and you don't realize how lucky you got. So don't mess it up.
Spoken like an owner.
That's really true. And now you move the practice facility right next to the stadium. And if people have not been to the United Center in the last couple of years, you got to go this year. If you could just, the single game ticket or whatever, just go and get a ticket and see what that looks like between the atrium and the improvements inside the stadium, the lighting, the seats, and now the new Jumbotron, right?
Yeah, tell us about that, Rocky. People are excited about it.
We have a new scoreboard, $14.5 million, and a new sound system, $3.5 million. And I think the fans are going to be, it's one of those wow factors. And I've only seen, obviously, mock-ups. But it's going to be.
They're really putting it up right now, right? Isn't it going?
They are. We put extra steel up, and it's coming in. It takes about they're building it offsite and take about 2 weeks to actually put up. Okay. And but it's going to be really something. And they're working the sound system now. I was over there today, and hear the screeching noise going back and forth. I said, what the heck is that? And so they're still they're testing the sound system, but it's going to be because if you're on the ice or on the court for basketball, if you say something, it usually takes 1 to 2 to 3 seconds to get to the back of the building. This thing is immediate. It's good. A lot of the music groups use this type of technology.
Right.
And I think it's going to be really exciting. I think the fans are going to find it, because how many times do you go to a sporting event here? Wah, 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 wah. and have no idea what they're talking about.
True. Right.
Yeah, well, I have no idea what they're talking about anyway. But that's
well, it has to do with something else.
Maybe that's because of an adult beverage.
But wow. Now I'm curious. Wow. Will it be louder than the fans during the national anthem? Because I don't think anything is louder than the fans during that. Will the stereo be that good?
Well, I tell you one thing. We're blessed to have fans that stand up, respect everything, and the veterans on the ice. And I've heard not one, but 100 times or 1,000 times how honored they are to be respected, you know, by the Blackhawk fans. And it's really for they and their families. And they said, you know, the hair on the back of their head and then their neck rises because they're so honored by that privilege to be there for the national anthem.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah. The best in sport.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, the honoring of veterans in at sporting events basically started here. It started through the USO of Illinois, and this and the Blackhawks were the early adopters of that. And so when you're stopping to see it anywhere else, another one of the great contributions that the Chicago Blackhawks have given not just to the NHL but to sports and to the United States of America. So thank you very much for that, Rocky. Don't forget, you can meet Rocky and Tony Esposito tomorrow morning, 9:30 to 10:30 at the as they're doing a book signing in the Grand Ballroom. And then on Sunday morning, 9:30 to 10:30 in Salon A, and you get a signed copy of Rocky's book, which is really, it's something. I'm going to tell you something right now. No matter what you think is going on in your family, and you think, oh, God, this, you know, my family is so messed up, and what could this possibly be? Read that book, and you'll find out. It's all good. It all works
out. A lot
out.
Of interesting things about the Blackhawks, too, and how they've evolved over the years.
Yes.
Anna and Ro, thank you for having me on.
We always love seeing you, Rocky. Thank you for your time.
We cannot wait for the season to start. It is always my favorite time of the year when that puck first hits the ice at the United Center. Right now, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the top of the hour?
Ro, Illinois State Police want to make sure drivers know the new rules when it comes to texting and driving.
Traffic brought to you by Porsche Exchange.
Some closures to be aware of around Grand Park. Belbo and Jackson are closed for setup of Lollapalooza. That's between Columbus and Lakeshore Drive. On the northwest side, Milwaukee is closed between Paulina and North for Wicker Park Fest. And on the south side, Midway is closed on the eastbound side between Cottage Grove and Dorchester for Bantu Fest. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Lauren Lapka with this iDOT Traffic Center update, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
An entire generation grew up with Cameron Crowe's movies. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jerry Maguire, Almost Famous. Well, he set his sights and his camera on a new topic, David Crosby. He'll join us tonight to talk about his new documentary on the iconic rock star.
Michael Heideman on 720 WGN, tonight after the White Sox.
It's business time.
It's a download on Chicago Business, sponsored by Signature Bank. I'm Justin Kaufman. Today, let's talk corporate social responsibility. Companies are starting to find new, creative, comprehensive ways to give back to the community and support their employees that want to do the same. Enter West Monroe Partners, a biz tech consulting firm that's headquartered right here in Chicago, and they came up with the Fisher Fellowship Program for their employees. This is a fellowship that sends employees on a 3 to 6 month leave to support a humanitarian issue of their choosing. That's what Jessica Klobuchar did. She works for West Monroe Partners, and she's my guest today. Talk about this idea, this corporate social responsibility. What is that?
When we think about West Monroe Partners, we were founded upon a napkin, we like to say. We wrote down all of our values of what we wanted to be as a company, and social responsibility was one of the main themes. Dean Fisher, our former CEO, who's now retired, said, "I want to empower our employees to think outside the box, develop their soft skills, and immerse themselves in different cultures or communities so that they can learn different things and take that knowledge back to West Monroe and apply it and become a better leader for it."
I've worked with different companies like, hey, it's Bike to Work Week, or maybe it's we're doing a recycling drive, whatever it might be. It seems to be something that is maybe one day, 2 day, or something that quickly scratches that itch. Yeah. That's what's amazing about this fellowship program, and it is much more of a commitment.
My personal experience, I lived in Phnom Penh, Cambodia for 4 months. The process to get me to Cambodia was no easy feat. Those discussions with a leadership team about why do you want to do this?
What did you want to do? What was your idea to be, be a fellow?
Rather than leaving West Monroe for an opportunity where I would be working for a nonprofit, I wanted to take the skills that I've learned at West Monroe, stay at West Monroe, but develop soft skills, learn about teamwork and leadership and communication in a different setting, mm-hmm. which was in Cambodia.
You can listen to all the Download on Chicago Business segments sponsored by Signature Bank on our website, WGNradio.com.
Today is the day for doing at the Home Depot's Pack Store Save event. Get a variety of HDX shelving units, then fill them with Tough Totes, including 27-gallon totes, a special buy at just $8.98. These durable black and yellow totes are strong enough to stack and durable enough to last. Put everything in its place and get yourself to the right place. The Pack Store Save event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until August 25th while supplies last.
I'm going to tell you something personal. I take Metamucil. And it's so amazing, it makes me want to tell strangers on the radio. Metamucil is made from psyllium fiber, a naturally sourced, plant-based fiber that traps and removes the waste that weighs you down. I take it every day, and it helps me feel lighter and ready to take on the world. So if you feel sluggish, it might just be your digestive system not working like it could. So try it for yourself, and then tell everyone you know. Or not. Metamucil. Feel what lighter feels like.
It's the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. And we are live at the Blackhawks Convention, the Chicago Hilton, the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention. And this is Kevin's dream come true. Kevin, actually, I've never seen a human being.
I think Kevin's trying to play it like it's not a big deal, but it is, you know?
You know
like
what
that
he's like?
Sort of thing.
He's like Elf. You know, it's like that. It is like that movie. He's like, you know, like he's childlike. In his,
well, I do
in
turn into a kid because they always have cool exhibits
they
and
do.
Stuff here. Like across the salon A from us, kitty corner to us, there's, you know, how a lot of hockey players talk about growing up shooting pucks into their mom's washer and dryer.
I saw right? that they've got a washer and dryer over there.
Apt has supplied a washer and dryer over there.
Awesome!
And you can try to shoot a puck into the washer and dryer.
It's brilliant.
Without getting yelled at by your mom and dad.
And so, they clock your speed. And
they
and
clock
everything.
Your speed. So there's stuff like that. And they actually have some really cool memorabilia, like old sweaters. And they actually have Patrick Kane's, you know, his famous mouth guard on display.
Oh,
the
yeah.
one that's always
yeah.
not really where
chewing
it's supposed
on.
To be.
Right. Yeah, dangling.
You could try it on if you want.
That's okay. His bobblehead has that.
Right. It's a great bobblehead.
I love that because it's got the it hanging out of his mouth.
And my favorite thing to do at the convention every year, they have this inflatable hockey rink where kids get to play street hockey. So I like to get in there and show them a thing or two about street hockey.
Yeah, yeah, let them know.
Listen, kids.
He did. Now, right now, there's 10-year-olds in there. And I swear to God, last year, uh-huh. there were like 8-year-olds. And Kevin was like my tie guy.
Hey, I'm
he
just
was
so
like
can
leaning,
you imagine?
He was like leaning over him. And he was like, come on, get out of the way.
You know the rules.
He's trying to toughen him up, you
this
know?
That's how you play hockey.
That's right.
And even though the sides are inflatable, he was checking those kids into the sides like I've never seen before. Kids were getting burns from the vinyl burns. It was bad. It was bad, Kev. Why would
hey,
you do that?
You got to learn the game somehow.
That's right. All these
right?
guys talk about it. They start playing hockey when, you know, the day they can walk, they got skates on.
That's
so you
right.
got to start them young.
Toughen
yeah.
up.
So did you do better with the hockey game or the pitch game at Guaranteed
You know
break?
What? Definitely the hockey game, surprisingly. I put a couple in the back of the dryer. So
wow, look
I'd
at
like
you.
To try that. We should try that.
Well, he says that because we didn't get video proof on that one, so maybe
Lauren
we...
Lauren talking smack. I said.
Oh, here we go. I can see what's going to happen here.
It's the 2019 Chicago Blackhawks Annual Convention. The hockey party of the summer from Hilton Chicago on Michigan Avenue. Let's go back live on 720 WGN.
Yep, it's the Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis live
yes.
from Salon A of the Hilton Chicago. That's in the lower level.
Uh-huh.
And then you come down and you turn to the right, then you turn to the left, or you turn to the right, and then you turn
you
to the left.
You see a great
left.
Big Zamboni right in front of you.
Yep. And you
already
come,
wrote it.
Yep.
Not supposed to.
You know, it's funny because Lauren did. She jumped
did.
Up on the Zamboni right before they opened up the doors here because somebody here, and I won't say who it was,
no.
Jeff Carlin, said, who's here to stop you? And the next thing you know... They're like,
that's not what a producer is supposed to say.
All of a sudden, four SWAT officers came out of nowhere. Actually, it was surrounded by the Ice Girls. There was like the Ice Girls arrived en masse and then surrounded it. What's her name? What's the thing with the Gail Gadot? What's the name of that movie?
Wonder Woman?
Yeah, it's like Wonder Woman. What was the name of the movie with the island, though, that they were like all from?
I know you're going to find this
Paradise Island.
I did not see that movie.
You did not see that movie?
No.
Really? Is it the wrong universe for you or something?
I'm not huge on DC aside from Batman. Big Batman fan.
Yeah.
But I'm more Marvel.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. You're a snob. All right. Let's talk to Steve Cochran. He, along with Dave Bennett, are up in the Grand Ballroom, the best ballroom in North America here at the Hilton
Chicago.
Yeah,
I mean, if you need a ballroom, this is your ballroom. I've got to be honest with you.
Yes. I don't really, but if I did, I would certainly be here. Now, here's the big question. I know they pushed back the start here by a few minutes. Are they somebody late? Is Shawzy late? What's going on?
I'll tell you exactly the problem. You know our boss, Mary Sandberg?
Uh-huh.
You know her husband, Pat Boyle?
Yep.
Pat Boyle's screwing us up for everybody. Pat Boyle is interviewing DeBrinket right now on NBC Sports Chicago, and we could have started this thing 5 minutes ago and been on the highway by now.
Boyle. Man.
Well, actually, you couldn't be, because tonight at 8 o'clock, for people who are coming down to this thing.
What?
Tonight at 8 o'clock, Mr. Cochran is going to be hosting what may be one of the greatest or worst moments of his professional career.
It's got such crash and burn potential, but Adam Burrish and I will host the first variety show right here in the same ballroom with a similar crowd, I'm sure, and with Blackhawks players and fans, and they're going to win some prizes and stuff. You know what's interesting, Ro and Dave Annett? I don't know if you've seen this. I judge these things by the ability of a player to move the media. In other words, the media is talking to one player, another player comes in, and the media acts like the first player has a disease and they run away. Alex DeBrincat has amazing media moving power this year. Did you notice that?
I did notice that, and I think that's only going to get stronger, especially if he's able to follow up successfully on a great sophomore season last year. And I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I think we talk about this, Rowan, Anna, and Steve, every year. Who's going to get the loudest reception? And you know that Kane and Taves, the mainstays, the guys who've been here the longest, usually do, and, of course, the ambassadors. But among the younger guys, I think the Brinkett's star is absolutely soaring.
Can I
among
give you
the
a
fans.
Different answer?
Yeah.
Andrew Shaw.
Yeah.
Well, but he's an older guy.
Right. But
and you're right.
DeBrincat is just cool as the day is long. I mean, he doesn't seem nervous about anything. By the way, he's tiny. You can put him in your glove box.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Then they also have these guys. They got that Kirby Doc, who is like he's like Thor when he arrives. He's like Thor as a teenager. He's like the thin Thor.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's Thor who needs a sandwich. But when he gets some weight on him, he's going to be a wall. He's big and he's fast. Reminds me a lot of me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. You know, down here in Salon A, if I just might mention, they have one of the coolest things I've ever seen. Hockey, kids who, you know, play hockey, just, you know, as kids, you grow up with a hockey stick in your hand. The washer dryer, your ma's washer dryer, is often the goalie. Right, the guys are shooting the net that kids are shooting on. They go down the basement, and they fire tennis balls or hockey pucks at the washer dryer. They open up the door and they see they get in. Well, they set that up down here. There's like a challenge where you go through a bunch of stations, and one of the stations is the washer dryer setup, and they have a speed gun on you, and they're telling you hit, just shoot it as hard as you can at the washer dryer. It doesn't matter if it goes in. We're just going to clock your puck.
They promise your mom won't get mad at you.
I mean, it's great on a million levels, and please tell me it's sponsored by Apt.
That's what I thought.
We thought so,
that's
too. It should be.
I thought that's what KP said.
I was told by the two guys running the station over there that Apt provided the washer and dryer.
But Apt is not. Let me just put it to you this way. That's going to be on clearance when it gets back, because it's only been in action for 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Some hockey moms might like bringing those.
Oh, my God. It is the most. It's like
beating that Jeff.
2 hours and 15 minutes, and it looks like it's been through a war.
Do you know how crazy that would make Sam?
Well, Sandberg's standing right here. If she saw the washer-dryer beat to death by pucks, she might have a funeral.
Yeah.
She'll start scolding the kids playing down here.
Right. All right, you kids. I want to do that. Let's go over there and tell the kids they got to get out of here.
She has an unnatural attraction to laundry equipment.
Yeah. So, What, I hear something happening.
Yeah, well, now they are rolling the... They're about to put the house lights down. They've concluded the interview with Alex DeBrincat that we were waiting to end. And in just a moment, Eddie Olczyk's going to be up there, and we're going to get this thing underway.
And so people know a large portion of this, not surprisingly, is video. So while the video rolls here, we'll tell you what's going on the radio because we're smart like that.
And just so anyone coming out tonight to see the Blackhawks variety show understands, it's going to be in this room. This is not the Grand Ballroom. This is the International Ballroom.
That's what I demanded. Yes. I demanded it.
Yes.
Yeah, without a doubt. What are you guys going to do on your break here?
Well, I'm going to watch you. I'm going to come out there and watch you guys.
Come on.
Kevin and I are going to go bang the washer. That's code.
Please tell me that's been isolated for Nick DiGiulio. It's got to be.
Shoot some stick. Yeah. You know, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff to do down here. Hang out.
Yeah, and most of the people have left, right? So, Kev, you can play. You can do all the little kid stuff.
Exactly.
Now.
Oh, right. My God. It's like there's a playground now.
The little floor hockey rink. There's an inflatable floor hockey rink here that's about, I don't know, 25 yards long. It's got the kids, and now the kids, parents, I'm sorry.
Getting a little out here. But I can hear every word you're saying because Ernie did a great job with the engineering of this.
There are kids, there are literally dads. They're screaming and coaching their kids right now, hockey dads. Some of their kids, check them.
That's such a great thing. Ruin your kids early, parents. Remember that. Ruin your kids early. By the way, Dave, you want to describe what you're watching right now?
Now it is a highlight montage, a goalie mask, the word strength, determination, passion, commitment. 12th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention. Those are the worst starts now. And
it's New Year's Eve for your senses.
This is the big opening. The strobe lights flashing. They have doused the house lights.
Bro, this reminds me a lot of that Air Supply concert you and I went to.
Yeah.
And it actually doesn't sound quite as loud.
Here comes the VIPs making their way across the stage. The Blackhawks front office. John McDonough, the president and CEO, Rocky Works, following Jay Blunk. And in just a moment, Eddie Olczyk, our master of ceremonies, will take things over. And Eddie's making his way to the podium now. Let's go there to our MC, Eddie Olczyk.
Hello, Blackhawk fans! Welcome to the 12th annual Blackhawks Convention. Before we begin here this evening, I want everybody to draw their attention to the video screens we have here. And we're going to take a moment to recognize the members of the Blackhawks family that we have lost this last year.
This is the honor roll, the roll of those who have passed as they go through various slides.
Greg Johnson, who died just recently.
Yep.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Just a kid still.
And Ted Lindsay.
One of the greats in NHL history.
Dan Maloney. Was Ted Lindsay remembered for his days with the Detroit Red Wings?
Sure.
With Hawks, Ab McDonald.
It tells you how far back the Blackhawks family goes, doesn't it? George Red Sullivan. As we go through these slides here, and of course the great Chet Kopic, who we lost this year just a couple of months ago. Part of the Blackhawks family as well.
Now please welcome to the stage U.S. Navy Chief Jake Dort. and a fellow cancer survivor, U.S. Army veteran corporal, Gig Gluck.
And yes, there will be a national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please remain standing, remove all hats, and join soloist Jim Cornelison for the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see what so
never disappoints, the greatest anthem singer in America, Jim Cornelison.
Jimmy Cornelison!
A cappella as well.
Absolutely a cappella.
We'd like to welcome everybody here. We also like to give a special welcome to all the great Blackhawk fans tuning in on NBC Sports Chicago. And a reminder, beginning this season, it will be the only home for Blackhawks hockey this upcoming season. As you know, this is our 12th year that we've gotten together to celebrate the incredible tradition of the Chicago Blackhawks. And year after year, all of you continue to show that great passion, dedication, that make Blackhawk fans the greatest fans in the entire world. This past season, we saw some of the core veterans reach some impressive milestones, and a new generation was introduced both on the ice and behind the bench. This convention also marks the turning of the page from one season and the ramp up of excitement, preparation, hard work, driving towards the puck drop, hard to believe, for the 2019-2020 season with the Chicago Blackhawks. Tonight and this weekend, we have a lot of familiar faces, a little bit older, I might add, and plenty of new ones to introduce to you this weekend. So let's get started and kick off this incredible weekend where fans, players, management, the city, all come together to celebrate the Chicago Blackhawks. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce this weekend's attendees. Let's start with the front office management of your Chicago Blackhawks. To my left, your right, Vice President of Hockey Operations, team affiliates Mark Bernard. Assistant General Manager Norm McIver. Senior Vice President of Hockey Operations, Al McIsaac. And as I told him a little bit earlier today, somebody who has been very, very busy, the Senior Vice President and General Manager of your Blackhawks, Stan Bowman. My right, your left, Executive Vice President, Mr. Jay Blunk. The President and CEO of the Blackhawks, Mr. John McDonough. And the Chairman, Rocky Wirtz.
Nice ovation for the front office guys.
It's time to meet the Blackhawks broadcasters. Please welcome the radio voice for the Hawks, who's getting ready, hard to believe, for his 14th season. Say hello to Johnny Whiteman.
Every minute of every Blackhawk game on 720 WGN.
A veteran of 16 years, he played on the famous Clydesdale line. He's been a member of the Blackhawks broadcast team for 19 years. Number 19, Troy Murray. This gentleman had a 15-year career playing the blue line. Now he does an incredible job on TV for the Blackhawks on NBC Sports Chicago. Please welcome Stevie Conroyd. Hard to believe this guy's been around 35 years, but he has. A 35-year veteran of the Chicago sports scene. You hear him before the game and after the game on WGN Radio 720. Please welcome Chris Bowden. And now time to introduce some of the alumni who will be here this weekend. He spent 7 years with the Blackhawks, was a two-time All-Star, and I'll do my best, the great Pat Foley impression. Number 30, Murray Bannerman! Everybody listen to these numbers. A five-time All-Star, a winner of two Vezina trophies given to the best goaltender in the National Hockey League, a Stanley Cup winner, and a 2011 inductee into the Hockey Hall of Fame. He's making his first ever appearance at the Blackhawks Convention. Please give a warm welcome back to Chicago. Number 30, Eddie Belfour.
I didn't realize that, Steve. Did you? That Eddie's not been here?
No idea. I didn't know he was coming this year.
A three-time Stanley Cup champion. He was a dominant force in the 2013 Stanley Cup playoffs, and he scored that game-tying goal in Game 6 of the Cup Final. Number 29, Brian Bickle.
Brian Bickle looks great. We've talked to him in the studio not long ago, Steve.
I talked to him earlier today. He said he's feeling really good.
Yeah, looks good, making his way down the catwalk, low-fiving the fans.
Google the Bickle Foundation, and you'll see some of the good work he's doing now with his wife.
I'm just reading what it says, folks. The Rat is back. A two-time Stanley Cup champion. He scored 16 points during the run in that 2010 Stanley Cup, and he scored the game-winning goal in 2013. The Rat, number 36, David Bolin.
Part of 17 seconds.
The game winner, and sent to Toronto shortly thereafter, but will always be a legend in Chicago.
And part of the 2010 team that's being honored here this weekend.
This gentleman spent six seasons with the Blackhawks, amassing 196 points, 645 penalty minutes, making his first appearance here at the convention. It's hard-nosed left winger number 29, Ted Bulley.
He's trying to rev the fans up. Not quite as familiar a name
if
to these fans as some
with
of
your
the
baggage in
more
Ottawa,
recent
Ontario,
players.
Just ask for Ted Bulley. He works for Air Canada. Always a fan favorite and a member of the 2010 Stanley Cup Championship. You see him a part of the broadcast on NBC Sports Chicago. Please welcome back and say hello to number 37, Burr, Adam Burrish.
Shouldn't he be resting or rehearsing for your variety show tonight?
I'm a little upset about this. I'm a little upset that he's just having a good time down here.
This gentleman played in the National Hockey League, played over 1,000 games on defense. He assisted on the goal that won the 2010 Stanley Cup. Now he works in the front office for the Blackhawks. Please say hello to number 51, Soupy Brian Campbell.
Been a good friend of the Steve Cochran Show since about a week after he got to town. Working hard on his golf game now, dude.
And he has made a nice transition into
management. He's a
this
citizen.
Gentleman yeah. played 11 seasons with the Blackhawks. He had 6 hat tricks. He was an NHL All-Star in 2002 and was named to the NHL All-Rookie Team. Always great to see number 55, Big Dazer, Eric Daze. I used to watch this guy play when I was a young kid growing up here in Chicago. A 2-time All-Star, a Stanley Cup winner, a Hall of Famer making his first appearance here at the Blackhawk Convention. Please welcome back to Chicago, number 93, Doug Gilmour.
Another first-timer. Gilmour here for the first time.
Yeah, not a guy who played a ton of years for the Blackhawks, but... absolutely, as Eddie said, a Hall of Famer.
In 3 seasons with the Blackhawks, he had 610 penalty minutes, and he's known as one of the biggest enforcers in Blackhawks history. Please welcome back number 23. Yes, Stu Grinson.
Didn't Troy Murray mention him this morning on the show?
I believe he did, and yeah. I don't remember the story, but I'm sure it was great.
In this gentleman's career, he played over 900 games for the Hawks, scored over 300 goals, took part in 5 All-Star games, and he had one more shift this last season, a great tradition that the Blackhawks have started. Please welcome back the Silver Jet, number 10, Dennis Hall. A 2-time All-Star defenseman who was known as King Kong. Please welcome to his first Blackhawks convention, number 22, Jerry Korab.
Kind of cool there are so many first-timers here.
We may be here a while, dude.
Yes, it's okay.
This gentleman played in over 800 NHL games, and every single one of them was with the Blackhawks. Also, please listen. This gentleman was just recognized with the NHL Alumni. He is the recipient for the Outstanding Alumni Award for all the great work he does, not only for the Blackhawks, but for the National Hockey League's Alumni Association. Always great to see him. Number 20, Cliff Coral.
good guy. We played a little golf with Cliff. It was the last summer.
Yeah, I talked to Cliff earlier. Looks great.
Strong like bull.
Yes.
This gentleman played over 1,000 games in the National Hockey League. Without question, in my opinion, one of the greatest right wingers in the history of the National Hockey League. A two-time All-Star, a Rookie of the Year, a Stanley Cup champion, and the same guy today he was back some 30-plus years ago. Number 28, Larms, Steve Larmer.
A Hall of Fame caliber career.
And it's funny, when the 80s and 90s Hawks are here, to see how much success this team has had, they get to share in it after missing out themselves. Because those are a lot of good teams in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
An NHL veteran of 15 years, a 2013 Stanley Cup winner with the Blackhawks. He now does a tremendous job as working as an analyst on NBC Sports Chicago, as well as a Blackhawks community liaison. I think that's all I got, Jammer. Number 22, Jamal Mayers.
Jamal wearing cutoffs and a flannel shirt. No, wait. He looks as great as he ever does.
Yes, he does.
This gentleman is a three-time All-Star who scored over 1,200 points in the National Hockey League. Always great to see number 92. Welcome back to Chicago, Bernie Nichols! A five-time All-Star, a two-time Stanley Cup winner, I have to say, a fellow horse lover and player. Please welcome back number 8, Jimmy Papin. He was a hard-headed man. This gentleman spent 7 seasons with the Blackhawks. Retired with over 2,000 penalty minutes. Always great to see Rusty. Number 5, Phil Russell.
Think about that, Steve. 2,000 penalty minutes. Different era.
I think that's when they used to tell him, you need to use your inside words, your kind words. Yes. It never worked, Dave. It never worked at all.
Well, speaking of which, here's a guy you may remember, the next to be introduced.
This gentleman is an author, a movie star, an NHL All-Star MVP, and something about a podcaster. Please welcome back number 32, John Scott.
John Scott, forever remembered as an NHL All-Star MVP.
Over 900 NHL games, more than 600 points, a three-time Stanley Cup champion. He told me he has the best hair at the convention this weekend. Yes, you know who he is. It's Sharpie, number 10, Patrick Sharp.
Dave, I could be wrong. He still seems fairly popular with the ladies.
Yeah. Even though he's let himself go?
Oh, yeah, he's a mess.
This gentleman spent 8 seasons with the Blackhawks and was a 4-time All-Star. Always great to see number 12 in the house, Whitey, Pat Stapleton.
All right, here's the one you were wondering about, Steve.
You've got the secret list.
This next gentleman, the greatest hockey player ever to come from our city, in my opinion, today, the greatest American-born hockey player ever to play in the National Hockey League, seven-time All-Star, three-time Norris Trophy winner, Stanley Cup winner. Please welcome back Blackhawks ambassador, number seven, Chris Chelios.
Well, that's an interesting response. I would say cheers outweigh a few boos here and there by far.
Last year, if you remember, he had just become
a Blackhawks
ambassador.
All-Pro, a three-time Vezina Trophy winner, a six-time All-Star, Hall of Famer, number 35, Tony Esposito!
Tony still looks great, doesn't he?
Yeah, I was talking to him earlier as well. He looks great, and he smells terrific.
A 12-time All-Star, a two-time MVP Hart Memorial Trophy winner, and a Hall of Famer, the Golden Jet, number 9, Bobby Hull!
Tell you what, for Bobby to walk down a runway is not easy anymore. Good for him.
Yeah. And still always a huge crowd favorite.
As he should be. The Bobby chant goes up.
This gentleman ranks third all-time in Blackhawks history with 1,096 points. A seven-time All-Star and a Hall of Famer, savoir-faire number 18, Denny Savard.
They're all approachable, but there's nobody more approachable than Dennis Savard. No matter where you see him in town.
One of the best. One of the nicest professional athletes you will ever meet.
Before we go on, I would like to recognize the incredible Blackhawk front office team, all of the people that work in the front office, in the offices that have put this event on. It just doesn't come to fruition 10 days ago. This is something that's worked on all season long. So a round of applause and a tip of the hockey helmet to the entire Blackhawk organization. Thank you very much. Okay, time to meet the 2019-20 Chicago Blackhawks coaching staff. Please welcome back goaltending coach Jimmy Wake.
He's the goaltender whisperer.
Some guys to whisper to this year,
too. Please welcome the Chicago new assistant coach, Thomas Mattel. Because you don't even know.
There's a new coaching staff this year.
But a longtime NHL coach. Please welcome to Chicago, assistant coach Mark Crawford. Please say hello to a Stanley Cup champion and assistant coach. Welcome back, Sheldon Brookbank. Coach of your Chicago Blackhawks, please welcome Jeremy Colleton.
Well, that's nice. That's nice. A real appreciation for what he did in the second half and what he has the potential to do this year.
First time at the convention as the head coach.
And his first catwalk.
All right, time to meet the players. For your 2019-20 Chicago Blackhawks, number 5, defenseman Connor Murphy. welcome to Chicago a two-time Stanley Cup champion, number six defenseman, Olli Maatta.
One of the key offseason acquisitions.
He stays healthy. It's amazing what this defense could be.
Everybody say hello to number 11, Brendan Perlini. Yes, the cat is back. Number 12, Alex DeBrincat.
I'd say they like him.
Yeah, a little bit.
Please say hello to number 15, Michael Hakkarainen.
Tough to follow the cat.
Please welcome to Chicago number 15, Zach Smith.
You may not know these names now, but you could know them a lot. And know them well.
Zach Smith coming over from the Vegas Golden Knights.
Number 17, Dylan Strome.
His first convention.
He'll be part of our big variety show later, Dave.
What's his talent?
I think we're just going to interview him. We may play a game. We'll see.
Please say hello to number 20, Brandon Saad.
Well, that's a nice response for Saad, who had a turnaround season. He's still got some more to go to get it back to the level he was at before he left, but definitely improved last year.
Here's a familiar
name coming
back. All
right, everybody take a deep breath before we welcome this guy back. Welcome back to the Blackhawks, number 32, Chris Versteeg. Say hello to number 27, defenseman Adam Boqvist.
Here's one of the young future stars on this team.
No doubt.
Got a very good
left
development
wing,
camp.
29, Brandon Hagel. Defenseman number 34, Nicholas Beaudin.
By the way, it seems like the right time to note that the Blackhawks don't have to include all of these kids and prospects, but they do.
Defenseman number 36, Chad Chris. Right winger number 37, Mackenzie Entwistle. Defenseman number 39, Dennis Gilbert.
Let's give the crowd a nice break to get ready for Kane and Taves.
I mentioned earlier, Stan being very busy. Well, here's one of the guys he was busy with. Number 40, welcome to Chicago, Robin Lehner.
Part of the Blackhawks' brand new goaltending tandem. Along with Corey Crawford, who, by the way, is not here after his recent marriage, I think last week.
Focusing on family, having a little honeymoon.
Welcome to Chicago, number 44, Calvin DeHaan.
Another big ad. Needs to stay healthy, but could play a lot of really important minutes.
Number 47, John Quinville. Number 54, Philip Kurashev. Goaltender number 60, Colin Delia.
Young goaltender gave them a big lift last year when Crawford was out.
Still could be the goaltender of the future if the Hawks can figure out a way to hold on to him.
Defenseman number 63, Carl Dahlstrom. Number 64, David Kemp. Now I got another guy that told me he has the best hair here this weekend. Welcome back to Chicago. Right wing number 65, Andrew Shaw.
And there it is. The place is up for grabs. That's how excited everybody is to have Shawzy back.
Biggest ovation.
Be cool if he headbutted a puck as he gets to the end of the runway.
Number 68, Slater Cuckoo.
Guy they picked up last year, played a lot late in the season.
Number 28, Alexei Sorella. Overall pick in the 2019 NHL entry draft, number 77, Kirby Dach.
Gonna be a star. Really nice kid.
Just imagine what this is like for these guys.
Yeah.
19 years old.
Right winger number 78, Reese Johnson. Left wing number 84, Alexander Fortin.
Just a couple more to go.
Seems like we are missing a couple big names so far.
You think?
There he is, number 88.
Ovation was louder.
Yeah.
That's not a knock on Kane. It's just a compliment how much noise Shaw got.
Number 91, Drake Cajula.
Talked to him the other morning on your show.
Yes, we did.
Other guys excited to be here. First convention.
Alternate captain, number 7, Siege, Brett Seabrook.
It's amazing, Steve, when you look at Taves, Kane, Seabrook. I mean, these guys have been at every one of these conventions.
Right.
I mean, they might have missed one here or there, but they were around when it all started.
Seabrook looks in great shape. Saw him earlier. I roughed him up a little
and
bit.
And yes, your captain is here, number 19, Jonathan Taves.
Chicago loves the taser.
How are we feeling, Blackhawks fans? It's good to be back. I mean, this is always an exciting weekend. It's great to see a lot of new faces, a lot of new faces. We're welcoming to the locker room this year. A couple old ones, though. You guys know who I'm talking about. One guy, he left us for Montreal, but he's back. The Mutt, Andrew Shaw. Who's the other guy I'm thinking of? Another two-time Stanley Cup champion. Probably better known for his trolling on Instagram. Hasn't unpacked his suitcase in 6 years, but he's back here in Chicago in his home. Chris Versteeg, everybody. Well, this is always a great weekend for us to see you fans. We get amped up, excited for the season. Let's enjoy the weekend. We'll see you guys early in October. And what do you say we make the playoffs and see where it goes from there, eh, guys? Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. And now here's a video recap of some of the highlights from the past season and what to look forward to in the 2019-2020 season.
So the fans here in the International Ballroom are going to take a look at some highlights here from last season.
And there's some filing out going on now because people want to position themselves strategically downstairs at various events, various autograph sessions as well.
Or go shoot pucks at a washer and dryer.
Right.
But interesting that Jonathan Toews, his closing remark. Let's see if we can make the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah. The second season as it's called. It's interesting to note, Dave, I thought, that there would be a specific 10th anniversary mention or piece tonight. But I guess that's later in the weekend.
Well, stand by, because we're not quite done yet. This video highlight montage running now, and then we might just have a mention or two of that 2010 team. It's interesting. You look at that team that's being honored, Steve, and you've got guys who have played for the Blackhawks throughout who were part of that team and are still here, but other guys who have come back for the celebration this weekend. And I'll be honest with you, until I started looking at some of the information leading up to the convention, I hadn't even thought about the fact that this would be the 10th anniversary season.
And Troy Murray told us this morning on the show, the best of the three Stanley Cup teams was the 2010 team.
How about that? He said he could beat you any way that you wanted to play. And I think you look back at some of the guys on that team. Of course, Marian Hossa was brand new to Chicago that season. Guys like Tomas Kopetsky were part of that. Now the video welcoming some of the new guys to town. And there is a bunch of them.
There is. It's a long list. It really is.
But some of the guys they're bringing back. There's video of Andrew Shaw. Little montage there, hoisting the Stanley Cup. Goofing around with some of his teammates.
The headbutt.
The headbutt puck. Blood trickling down his cheek.
Just another day at work for Andrew Shaw.
Pretty much. But see, we talked to him on the air after he returned to the Blackhawks. And a message, welcome back, Andrew Shaw. And you can really tell there was a difference. Now a little tribute to Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews for his 300th goal. Brent Seabrook for his 100th.
I think you're speaking to the more maturity of sorts of Shawzy.
Yes. So
I think we can count on him still being the same wild man on the ice.
Duncan Keith mentioned up there, but not here at the convention. But one of the few active players who aren't here. Video of Jonathan Toews and some of the highlights from last season. And there were some. The number 21 of the Makita family shown on the screen.
Hall of Fame mascot Tommy Hawk just got his moment.
Jim Tomey in a Blackhawks sweater. So Eddie Olczyk out there on the ice. And that's it. But stand by, because Chris Versteeg is making his way to the podium.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Every time I dive in my pool, it's hard to be humble. Well, I do a breaststroke through an underground tunnel and come up on the other side in a jacuzzi, being greeted by my wife, who is wearing my jersey. Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for coming back. Edzo, I did some TV work, so I thought I'd grab the mic. Anyways, this is going to be a long celebration. of the 2010 Stanley Cup team. And we're going to celebrate it all year long. So in case you forgot anything about it, here's a little video to jog your memory.
The winning goal was in Philadelphia. The puck disappeared. We're not sure anyone ever found it. There's a guy, D.B. Sweeney, who was the guy that jumped out of the plane. Now, the D.B. Sweeney of hockey puck.
Some of the great moments of that 2010 season now up on the video board. And that's a fitting way to end these opening ceremonies. But nice job once again by the Blackhawks. And a number of these young players, think about it, Steve. They were, some of them were 8, 9 years old.
Well, you think about it, Kirby Dach, 19, he was a 7-year-old when they won this.
Yeah, how about that? So
a second grader. A very tough second grader, but a second grader nonetheless.
Yes, no question. And they just showed the video of the winning goal and the classic call by John Wideman as the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup on that Wednesday night in Philadelphia almost 10 years ago.
John McDonough this morning had a great response to your question when you said, what were your thoughts? He said, I thought they better be right.
One more word from Eddie Olczyk.
Steger, anything else? No? Okay. And this will be a celebration the way that Rocky, John, and Jay do things in this Blackhawk organization. It will be a great celebration. Hard to believe we're in a heck 10 years has gone. So looking forward to the great season on reliving that 2009-10 Stanley Cup champion team. Let's give it up one more time for that 2009-2010 Stanley Cup champion team. We thank you all very much for spending time with us tonight and this weekend. We want you to have a wonderful weekend, and I think the greatest part about this Blackhawk convention is being able to tie in the past with the present. And that's what the Blackhawks family is all about. So have a great weekend, everybody, and thank you very much.
And as the fans file out, the Rokan Show will return with Anna DeVlantis.
Yes, indeed we will. Great job. Tough circumstances. This, the 10th anniversary of the 2009-2010 team, going to be celebrated the entire season long, like that Stanley Cup summer was, in which Chicago got to see the Stanley Cup in a way that we never did before.
It was pretty spectacular.
But we have twice since.
The tough circumstances comment, Dave, I think that was about our performance.
Yes. Yeah, I wasn't going to bring it up, but yeah.
No, it was. No, I'm just saying there was a lot going on. You had to explain a lot of visual things. That was what's going on.
Well done, gentlemen.
Very well
thank
done.
Thank what's you. Coming
hope
up in
you
your
enjoyed
last
it.
Hour?
We did.
Hey. Now let me
don't
say.
Don't you have a special guest in this last hour, Ro?
Andrew Shaw is going to be here.
None other.
They were talking about that. Everybody was talking about him down up there, and now they'll be talking to him down here. So stay tuned for that.
Thanks to Ernie and Adam, by the way, for engineering.
Yep. Thank you.
Back to the Blackhawks convention from Hilton, Chicago on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGA.
We are live from the Hilton, Chicago for
yes.
the 12th annual Chicago Blackhawks convention, and we are very, very proud to have two of the best front office people in the history of sports with us
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely.
Al McIsaac and Jay Blunk. And we had a mystery guest. They wouldn't tell me who the mystery guest was for a while. And then we found out that Andrew Shaw was going to be here. And then Andrew, of course, got called away to another duty here, which really is fairly disappointing. He's going to be here, but he's going to be behind because he has one job left today. Not only to be welcomed by that crowd upstairs, but he also has to also have this job right here.
Oh,
Anna DeVlantis' birthday.
Oh, my gosh. That is the most special birthday ever. Thank you. And welcome back to Chicago. We're all excited you're back. Oh, thank you, guys.
Stanley Cup.
There you go. Yes, that would be the wish.
Stanley Cup 2020. We got it. Thank you. What'd you say?
They're Jay thought that Shazi almost set you on fire with the cake. So there was that. There was that moment. And you know, I cannot tell you how excited I am as a Hawks fan, and how I know all the Hawks fans are about having you back in Chicago. It killed me every time I saw you in that Habs sweater. It was just, it just wasn't right.
No, it feels right. It feels right to come home to the city that helped make who I am. I love everything about it, and I never wanted to leave, obviously. But you know, the love from the city, from the fans, from the organization—it's it's always going to have a place for me in my heart.
Yeah, and you obviously you've cut an incredible swath in Chicago sports history here, and again, the greatest goal in the history of the NHL, and I'm still petitioning the league to allow that, right? Like soccer, you can score a goal with your head, right? Why shouldn't you be able to do that in hockey?
Shouldn't it have counted?
It would have been nice if it counted. Yeah. We ended up winning the game, so it didn't hurt us.
I remember there was a discussion. There was actually a discussion about it in the broadcast. Like, wait, does that count? Could that count? No, it can't count. Yes, it can count.
No one's seen anything like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. So welcome home, and you know we couldn't be more excited. And you know, all of the players, all of your teammates we've talked to over the last couple of days as we're getting ready for the convention are all talking about how excited they are to play with you.
They're saying that now, but give it a couple of weeks. I'll probably annoy them again. So, who knows? It's going to be a lot of fun this year. I think we've got a great team, and we got a lot of guys that want to do well and work hard and push each other. So, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All due respect to Montreal, but did you miss Chicago, Andrew?
I did. It was always tough to even come here and leave. When I was playing here against you guys, and you know, visiting my brother lives here, so every time I visit, it was tough to leave. I always felt sick when I was leaving the city, and you know, it's my favorite city in North America. To me, it's the best. There's so much to do for everyone. You know, kids, you guys make it great. The people
fans
in Chicago are amazing, and I don't know, we love it.
I'm looking at a video right now of you already stirring the pot with Taze upstairs. What were you doing? Picking fights with the captain already?
Yeah, he's always all over me. He actually gave me more compliments today than he's ever given me my whole life, so it's feeling pretty good.
He did call you the mutt, though.
He did, the mutt.
Yeah, in public, yeah, which, you know, I know, that's who knows. I just can't imagine what this trip to Prague is going to be like. And Jay Blunk and Al, I want to get your thoughts on this, because how are you going to keep these guys? It's a great team-building thing, right, for these guys to be traveling internationally. In 2010, remember, they went to Europe, and that was a big, big deal, Al, and that was, and I as I seem to recall, that 2009-2010 team was did pretty well, didn't they?
I think we really did do well. The only thing we lost that year was the tournament we went to play in Switzerland. Believe it or not, we played the opposition badly, but we had lost the game. We moved on to open the regular season in Helsinki, and our team played dynamite. It was almost like, okay, we got stung a little bit in Switzerland playing against the local team. Mm-hmm. Went into Helsinki. Our team really stepped it up, and we could see we had the chemistry. We found our goaltending. Niemi really picked it up, and as the season went on, things started to work. But our coaches are super excited about this season, because what happens when you go on the road like that, you get that bonding time. Mm-hmm. The NHL is very difficult now. There's a lot of days off, days away from the arena, the travel. If we're in Berlin and Prague for that 10 days, we're going to spend a lot of time together, get to know each other. And it's really, that's what, and as Shazi knows, you spend a lot of time at the arena, but when you're traveling, it's more quality time with guys. You're hanging out at dinner, you're walking around
cities.
That's
why that holiday trip on the West Coast was always so important, right?
It really was.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really good bonding time, and then you come back into the second half of the season, or the, you know, after the new year part of the season, and it really, I always noticed that there was a much better, higher quality of communication on the ice.
That's the separation between how Jay and I have to look at things. Jay's looking at the schedule from how do we sell this game, that game, and that game? And then we were away for so long for that road trip used to go on.
Circus trip, yeah.
But the players looked at it differently. They were always together. It was an opportunity to spend more time together in that team bonding. And late in the season, cruising in towards playoffs. So we have to find that happy medium. And I think with Jay, myself, member of our staff, Chris Werner, and Stan and I, we all work together to try and make sure the schedule works best for the players and then the organization itself.
Well, I'll say this. The thing I miss most about the circus trip is when you come back from the circus trip and the United Center smells like elephant poop.
Oh,
that is my favorite part
it's
of
like,
that.
What's that smell? Yeah.
That's true.
It would take 2 months for it to clear out. Sometime around March 1st to be kind of okay.
See, we always thought it was Siebes, not the elephant.
Oh, I see what he did right there. Yeah. There he is. There he is. From downtown. All right, so Mr. Blunk, this is very exciting stuff here because you basically have the band back together.
Yeah, you know what's funny? We just left opening ceremonies, and I hope you guys in front of us, the fans, saw it. But you know, Phil Pritchard, who is the cup keeper, is standing right behind you there, and I saw him. And we got Shazzy here, and I saw you with the cup earlier with your face cut from from earlier in your career. And I had a flashback.
Uh-huh.
Like this, all that feeling came back. And there's an energy, I think, that an optimism that maybe hasn't been here in a couple years.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true.
And, Al and Stan have worked hard on size, and of course, the goalie situation couldn't be any better.
Shazzy, can I just ask you this question? How amazing is it for you as a player to realize you got two starting goalies now? I mean, it's crazy.
It's huge. Because even when you have a different goalie in the net, you need to win a high percentage of those games. You know, every team that's had success in the last 10 years, they've had a pretty good duo in net. You know, I think you could go back to our cup runs as well.
Sure.
Same thing. We've had two goalies that could play well and step up when they needed to, and that's what we got here as well.
The best example we had was when Scott Darling had to step in against Nashville.
Yeah.
And, you know, Corey was fighting it a little bit, and that's the first round. As we all talk, the first round is the most difficult round to win in most cases. You need to get that momentum, and we were really struggling. And Scott Darling stepped in. He got us back on track. Corey came back. He was ready to participate again and be a big part of our success. And that's how it works. There's all kinds. I want to say something about this guy. A lot of players, Stan and I, end up making decisions on. It's because they just don't fit our organization any longer. It's time to move on. Maybe they're older. Maybe they just don't fit our lineup. We didn't trade Andrew Shaw because he didn't fit or he was an older player that we wanted to move on from. We were in a cap crisis, and he was a victim. But at the end of the day, we got a reward back because we're able to make a deal, bring a catalyst for our success back into our lineup. He fits our room. He's great on the ice. This is the type of player we want playing here in Chicago.
There you go. Andrew Shaw. When you're on the ice, I know something wacky is going to happen. And, you know, as an entertainment guy, that's all I want. You know, when I see that, you know, that 65 out there, you're like, okay, I don't know. Someone's going to get hit or something weird's going to happen, and I'm all for it. So it's great to have you back. It's great to have the spirit and the energy in that room just a few minutes ago, right? That's about as big as it was. It's funny that the cup is here, right? Because the cup is that's always the best conventions were when the cup was here, when you actually had won the cup. Yep. And now that Phil is here with his boyish haircut, it is the absolute perfect thing to remind Chicagoans that this really has been the home of the cup for the last 10 years, yep. Right? And it's got to come back here this year.
Yep.
So.
It does.
Got to come back.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Being with us. And, Jay, you're buying later. That's all I'm
yes,
going to
sir.
Say. Thank you
yes,
very
sir.
Much.
I will see you upstairs.
All right.
Thank you.